SBS Radio.
Pendengar sekalian, Australia masih memiliki Perdana Menteri yang sama. Dalam apa yang digambarkan sebagai perubahan signifikan dari prediksi jajak pendapat, pihak koalisi Liberal Nasional telah berhasil memenangkan pemilu federal. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Alan Lee. Hasil pemilihan federal kali ini bukan apa yang diperkirakan oleh banyak para pemilih. Hingga Jumat malam, jajak pendapat mengklaim kemenangan sempit bagi Partai Buruh Bill Shorten. Bahkan para bandar taruhan pun memperhitungkan bahwa Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison akan pindah ke bangku oposisi. Namun ketika hasil pemilu itu perlahan-lahan masuk di malam harinya, terlihat jelas keinginan para pemilih Australia berbeda dengan apa yang diprediksikan oleh jajak pendapat. Tak lama setelah pukul 11.30 petang waktu Sydney hari Sabtu malam, selaku pemimpin oposisi Bill Shorten mengatakan kepada para pendukung Partai Buruh yang setia bahwa ia telah mengakui kekalahan.
In the national interest, a short while ago, I called Scott Morrison to congratulate him. And I wish Jenny and their daughters all the very best. And above all, I wish Scott Morrison good fortune and good courage in the service of our great nation. The national interest required no less.
Ia juga mengatakan akan mengundurkan diri dari posisinya sebagai pemimpin Partai Buruh.
Whilst I intend to continue to serve as the member for Maribyrnong, I will not be a candidate in the next Labor leadership ballot.
Wakil Ketua Partai Buruh, Tanya Bliberseck, mengakui bahwa hasil yang sangat mengecewakan di Queensland merupakan pukulan telak terhadap harapan partainya untuk menang.
Well, I think we can say that we didn't do as well as we had hoped, particularly in places like Queensland. You've got to say that the strong One Nation and Palmer Party preference flows to the LNP in Queensland have certainly helped them there. So, I can imagine the kind of chaotic collection on that debt that'll happen in the future. If Clive Palmer's in the Senate, he'll be asking for all sorts of things from his mates in the coalition, no doubt.
Komentator politik dari Sky News, Peta Gradlin, mantan anggota Partai Liberal, memuji keteguhan Bill Shorten dalam usahanya memenangkan pemerintahan.
To do 6 years of opposition, and I've paid a lot of credit to his staff, his backroom team. I think particularly the last campaign result in 2016, but I guess all their conduct, the unity which you talked about, that is not easy.
Di lain pihak, Scott Morrison memasuki kantor pusat kubu Partai Liberal diiringi dengan tepuk tangan yang riuh rendah.
I have always believed in miracles.
Ia juga meneriakkan kata-kata yang dipakainya selama berkampanye yang kini menjadi sangat populer.
How good is Australia? And how good are Australians? This is the best country in the world in which to live.
Mantan Menteri Luar Negeri Julie Bishop memberikan penghormatannya kepada Scott Morrison dan memberikan kredit atas keberhasilan kepemimpinannya dalam kampanye yang sukses itu.
Scott has shouldered so much of this campaign. He has amply demonstrated his credentials as a former treasurer, as a former immigration minister, and he campaigned strongly on the economy. It's always the economy, and bringing the budget back into the black, and national security. Coalition strengths. It was an orthodox platform for the Libs, but what was different was the energy that he put into it.
Namun kemenangan Partai Liberal itu tidak didapatkan dengan mudah. Mantan Perdana Menteri Tony Abbott telah kehilangan kursinya dikalahkan oleh anggota Independen Sally Steggall.
I always knew it was going to be tough here in Warringah. And I can't say that it doesn't hurt to lose. But I decided back then in October of last year that if I had to lose, so be it. I'd rather be a loser than a quitter. Yeah.
Yeah. Tony Abbott memberi selamat kepada Sally Steggel atas kemenangannya dan mengatakan ia berharap Steggel memiliki karir panjang yang sukses di masa depan. Steggel juga telah memberikan penghormatannya kepada layanan yang telah diberikan oleh Abbott, namun ia akan mengambil posisi yang berbeda dengan Abbott tentang masalah perubahan iklim.
I will be a climate leader for you. And I will keep the new government to account and make sure we take action on climate change. I will push for real action so our children and generations to come, they can enjoy the environment and our beautiful beaches.
Pemimpin Partai Liberal New South Wales, Michael Kroger, mengatakan apa yang telah terjadi di kursi Warringah, serangan dari kelompok Get Up terhadap Tony Abbott, termasuk juga serangan pribadi, adalah cara baru kampanye politik yang dilakukan, dan hal itu bukanlah hal yang bagus.
There's a new paradigm in Australian politics today. It's a paradigm of negativity, of running members of parliament down, trying to ruin their careers, spreading all sorts of disinformation, etc., etc. It's not what the Liberal Party normally does, and the Liberal Party, if it's to prosper, it's going to have to get a lot tougher in its campaigning, a lot more aggressive, because for Abbott to be run down in a seat like Warringah sends alarm bells through the way in which we campaign and also the way in which Get Up has been campaigning.
Mantan Menteri Luar Negeri Julie Bishop mengatakan bahwa jika ada pelajaran yang dapat diambil dari pemilihan federal kali ini, bahwa jajak pendapat adalah sebagai indikasi dan hanya hasil dari pemilihan suara itu yang menentukan.
Across the world, opinion polls have been consistently wrong.
Yeah.
Perhaps I could say consistently supporting the left agenda, in the case of Donald Trump most certainly. But perhaps people aren't saying to pollsters how they're actually going to vote.
Nah pendengar, demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman tentang pemilihan federal di Australia yang telah berjalan dengan lancar, di mana pihak yang kalah mengakui kekalahannya dengan jantan bahkan sebelum perhitungan selesai, dan juga tidak disertai oleh berita-berita hoax, tuduhan kecurangan, dan tanpa ada ancaman retaliasi jika pihak yang terkalahkan.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.